Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Newcastle United's takeover, and the Premier League chief executive has spoken out about the deal for the first time. In a reports with all around the British press, chief executive Richard Masters has responded to MP Chai Onura's plea for clarity over the deal. It's the first time the governing body has commented publicly on the matter, which has engulfed the city since the news of PCP Capital Partners' largely Saudi-funded £340 million bid was made public in April. In his letter to the Newcastle Central MP, Masters wrote, "I fully appreciate the issue of a potential change in the ownership. It is of great importance as a P, as an MP of the area. I'd like to deal directly with the questions you raise." Masters confirmed that after an impasse was reached in the league owners and directors test, Amanda Staveley's consortium is seeking to buy 80% of the club, declined an offer of independent arbitration. That was the reason why the move was eventually put back, and that Newcastle fans have spoken quite angrily about the constant updates. At the moment, no takeover return has been made. Recent reports have suggested that Mike Ashley is looking to try and revive any deal. For now, though, it's all hands on deck for next season. In two other news, Newcastle are trying to persuade Matty Longstaff to remain on Tyneside and join up for the first day of pre-season training next week. The 20-year-old is now a free agent, but has not taken up any of the possible options available to him so far this summer after fresh talks with Udinese and the promoted Leeds United. German side Schalke have also an interest in the academy product. Toon boss Steve Bruce is eager for the midfielder to remain at St James' Park after handing his Premier League debut last season. Since the talks between Longstaff and representatives have stalled, Bruce has kept in contact with Longstaff in order to try and get the deal over the line. And Swansea City are set to agree on a deal for Newcastle goalkeeper Freddie Woodman, looking to try and loan him for the rest of the upcoming season. He had a great spell in Wales during the previous campaign, making 43 appearances, and they're hoping to do a similar deal this time around. That's all for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.